This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, DJVshow.com. How do you do? Yes, welcome to the DJV. Yes, 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 yes. Hey, it's all positive here, the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keevan. We're in the know and on the go. Jen, Jen, where do we start?
Well, we have to start with a new trend in dating. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The nose knows, according to a new group actually based in Washington, D.C., because there are a lot of young people, young available people in Washington, D.C., who want to meet someone, there are all sorts of things that you can try. What have we heard? We've heard about online dating. We've heard about speed dating. What else am I missing, Victoria? There's a lot of ways for people to meet now.
Oh, yeah, like
speed
Tinder
dating
and swiping
speed
and...
Speed dating. It was popular. I don't even know if it's still popular, but you go to an event with other singles, and then you go on like 3-minute little dates with these people, and you mark on your card who you like, and if they like you, then it's a match, and you are connected.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that it's all about pheromones in Washington, D.C. It's this new experiment that's going on, and it's trending. It's making waves. It says singles are meeting in a lot of odd ways, but sampling each other's DNA in a way that you might go wine tasting makes more sense than swiping phones on a dating app. It's a lovely experience, they say, not to visually judge someone, but to smell them before you see them.
What's the point? Like, how does that actually work? Are you smelling the armpit or...
So Amy Morse is the person who organized the pheromone party with a D.C. arts organization that she co-founded. They've taken place in New York, Victoria, in London, and in Los Angeles. So what happened is you sign up, and then instructions arrive, which go like this. You take out a shirt, a clean white T-shirt, and you sleep in it for 4 nights in a row.
Ooh.
Then you bring your shirt to the party in a sealed zip-top bag. Pheromones are chemicals that we all, mammals, secrete from our cheeks, our hands, our necks, scalps, armpits, and intimate areas. And scientists have studied whether by sniffing someone's sweaty T-shirt, we might be able to detect a good genetic match for ourselves. So now the science is always constantly being, you know, obviously disproved. Plus, birth control of women takes them can disrupt their sensibility to sniff out a partner. But once you're inside the party, you get to smell people's odor prints. So you pull the number out of a basket and you go and you put it with the other shirts, and then people walk around without even meeting you, sniffing these shirts, finding out what could be a good match for them. And then I guess if it's a match, you find each other at the end. The woman who tried this party said that there were so many smells going on that the room was overwhelming because everybody's stink was in this room.
Like a gym locker.
They were also, because this is a very trendy, hipstery kind of thing, they were serving like a maca cacao concoction, I guess, these mason jars. They're supposed to be aphrodisiacs, but there are just a lot of smells going on. Plus, a lot of lavender oil was handed out to reduce nervous tension and enhance blood circulation before the party. So this is a little hippy-dippy, but look, if you're going to go on Tinder and meet God knows who, why not sleep in a shirt, put it in a bag, and sniff it and see if there's a match?
So it's time for revelations here.
Please.
I want to know if anybody, and I will tell you that in the case of my last love, when she wasn't around, I would take something that she had slept in or she'd been in, and it was comforting. I'd wrap it and put it on the pillow or put it under the pillow or somehow just sleep with it. And it was comforting. It was kind of fun. I'd never
done
that before.
That's literally what high school girls do.
I can be a high school girl in for a while.
You are sometimes.
You've never... thank you, Jennifer. You've never done that? Both of you? Come on.
I have 100% done that all the time. That's in high school. I would take a T-shirt from a guy I was dating or spray his cologne on the T-shirt and then use... Yeah, of course. All high school. high school girls do that. I've just never heard an adult man do that.
Well, there you go. So you, one of the reasons you love being around me is because I'm different.
You surprise me a lot all the time.
Right, really? Okay. So, Jennifer, you ever done that?
No, I don't think so. Is that terrible? Really?
No, you never did? It's just one of those things.
No.
Yeah.
I was a nerd in high school. I didn't have anybody to sniff in high school.
I'm talking about high school. I'm talking about now.
It wasn't until after high school when I could sniff. No.
Nobody has done that. I'm the only one in the world who has done that. Really?
As an adult, yeah.
Okay. So that puts you in a different category. Sorry. Lovely.
You want to go get a malt at the the fuck up after the program, Dougie?
Okay. Well, but Doug, look, you are the only single one here, so would and do a sniff test, kind of speed dating thing?
I'm listening to the story. That's what I went back to, imagining or remembering nights when Meredith wasn't around, and I would have some piece of her clothing around.
Did she know that you had her clothing?
Well, there was stuff around.
Oh, okay.
It was, especially when she was living here, you know, there was stuff around. So, anyway, I think it's, I always thought it was kind of romantic, actually, in one way or another.
Okay.
So, now, okay. I'm distracted a little bit because Victoria and I, Jennifer, while you were gone during the top of the hour, we're trying to figure out what I could do to replace my Apple iPhone. I have a 6S.
This is not going to go well, right?
And, well, I just am tired. I said this, I think, before. I'm annoyed that I have something that's less than 2 years old. It basically is junk. And I still owe money on it. And I have to replace it. So I'm thinking, okay, do I get a refurbished one that's half the price, and it's ready to go, it's unlocked, and I can use it, or is it going to last half? It's been refurbished, so is it going to last half as long as the last one? And I'm not getting any further by paying half as much because it's only half as good. Then you go out and look around at what's available. The 7 is $700, and I resent that because I still owe money. We were talking about Apple being the $1 trillion company, and they get there on the backs of people who get suckered in to their product, and they screw with you. They put updates, and that makes the piece of equipment that you have now, it renders it useless. It's like a legitimate ripoff, and I don't like it. But I am kind of entrapped here because I find the iPhone. Peter Tran, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, was talking about some other thing that he's got. But I'm not. I don't want to become an experimenter. I don't want to have to think about what I'm doing. I just want to be able to do it, and the iPhone is easy. So is that what I'm paying for? I don't really know what the right thing to do is, but I'm betting there are a million people listening to me right now who have been through the same thing, and they're disgusted at the reliability or lack thereof of these Apple products. Same thing happened with my iPad. And I cursed them out then, and then I got another app. Got another Apple iPad. So
that's the
$680
thing.
Later.
Yeah,
it's a racket. So I'm not quite sure what to do here. But
once they get you in the store, you're done. You're toast.
Right.
Yeah. But first of all, and this should, I'm surprised you haven't already said this, though, you're not allowed to buy a new phone right now. Mercury is in retrograde. If you buy a phone now, we're going to have a conversation 3 months from now, and you're going to be screaming and cursing because it doesn't work, so you're going to have to just ride it out until the end of August.
All right, so I just keep the one that I have that doesn't work at all much well.
Until Mercury's going direct again, and then,
you convince me. You know, with that way of looking at it, yes. All right. We pause. 15 past the hour. DJV time.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supplies, see store for details.
Make it count when driving. Make it count when flying. Make it count when traveling. Make it count when giving back. It's Make It Count Rewards for Marathon. You earn points every time you fill up or make select purchases at Marathon. You save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244. So what should you do right now? Sign up and make it count. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Doug, Stephen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Let's. I want to go one more step with this discussion of my smartphone and relate it to everybody who has smartphones. It's like a morphine pump. You know, after you've had surgery, you get a morphine pump. Then you get this painkiller. Doctors say use it as much as you need to comfort yourself. That's kind of what phones are. There's a jolt of adrenaline. You keep tapping it to see if you missed something. You got it in your pocket. You take it out. Somebody calling you. Somebody want you. Somebody send you a note. Somebody's talking about you on social media. It's a damn drug. And you, how many of you turn your phone off really and truly during the day? Or do you leave it on? Is there anything else? I mean, think about the... When I look at it, sometimes I feel good. It brings me happiness. But I think maybe we need to revisit this from time to time. And I know I've had this conversation before. Shut the phone down. Go solo. Maybe, how about this? Have a real conversation with somebody. How about that? No email after work hours. No exceptions. The French do that, don't they? They have outlawed people using their iPhones, iPads, and stuff. But look at look at the text messages you get. 90% of them are garbage, right? If you didn't have them, you wouldn't miss a beat. So it's like a black hole, this social media thing. And I don't think I'm Captain Curmudgeon here. I think it's just time. What do you do?
Well, but listen, your grandson is on the other coast. So yeah. Imagine if you
FaceTime
know that.
With him.
Yeah, you FaceTime with him. Technology isn't.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that we use it too much. We use it as a replacement for interacting with people. It's okay for weather and traffic and get an Uber car and
yeah, it's annoying
stuff like
though when
that.
We see the people out at the restaurant who aren't looking at each other and they're all focused on their phone. That's when it gets really bad.
I don't like that. And we are that couple sometimes, and I don't like that. So
right, exactly.
Work on that.
Get tough with your phone, ladies and gentlemen. Shut it off. How about that? 21 after the hour. Advice time from the Dugger.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
So, here's something for those of you who are Beatle fans, who are George Harrison, John Lennon. Well, I think more Lennon certainly is identified more with the Beatles classic Strawberry Fields Forever. This is a song that he wrote. Now, the location where he wrote the song is opening up to the public. That's the plan. If a $1 million crowdfund campaign succeeds, this is in Liverpool, where it was a children's home, closed in 2005. Lennon was there as a youngster. He was growing up. Salvation Army wants to open the site as a tourist attraction and as a training and work placement hub for children with learning disabilities. Interesting. The person that runs the Salvation Army said, quote, as custodians of the site for the people of Liverpool and Beatle fans all around the world, we want to transform Strawberry Field and reopen it for the good of young people in the Northwest who would benefit, I'm talking about Northwest England, who would benefit from access to support as well as encourage more similar projects across Britain. A lot of fans familiar with this I think from here, anyway, in America, I bet you've been there. I don't think I've been to Central Park. I've been to Central Park, but I don't remember being in Strawberry Fields.
Oh, really?
Memorial to Lennon. No, I haven't been.
Yeah,
there.
It's beautiful. It really is. Yeah. It's a really lovely place in Central Park, right near
aura.
The Dakota where he was shot, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, where he lived.
There's an aura, energy, or whatever around it. So
yeah.
Probably a pretty good take. I just, when I'm in New York, I don't do the touristy. I'm not a good tourist no matter where I go, really. But New York has vast quantities of places to go visit, have fun, learn. You know, even if you go into the silly tourist stuff like the top of the Empire State Building and look around, I have done that. It's a fabulous view of the city. It's just, I mean, I get the chills when I go up to heights like that, but it's a very interesting take. So, that's the story on Lennon, Strawberry Fields, etc. Let's move on now, Jennifer, to Florida Georgia Line being in the musical headlines on the DJB show. I don't know, BB, is it Rexha? Is that her name?
Yeah, BB Rexha.
Yep.
Okay. And Florida Georgia Line have a crossover hit called Meant to Be. broken
this
new
records.
This is
not records. The first time. They cross over quite a bit. Florida Georgia Line did one of their hit songs with Nelly. Nelly's gone on tour with them. Actually, it kind of revitalized Nelly's career. They've done a song with Backstreet Boys, which was also a pretty big hit. So now they're crossing over with the pop singer Bebe Rexha, and it's called Meant to Be. And it's broken a new record on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. It's number one for 35 weeks. How about that?
Really? Wow. Crank this up, Peter. I want to hear it. I don't know the song. It's a good pop song.
Yeah.
So she wrote this? Bebe wrote this?
I feel like Florida Georgia Line wrote it, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think. It was written by her and Tyler Hubbard. So it was actually a true collaboration because they wrote it together along with Josh Miller and David Garcia.
I like the song, actually. Crank it up again, Peter, will you?
No, it's a great song.
Yeah. Which is Victoria called Captain Curmudgeon when it comes to new music. This is pretty good music. So, what'd you say, Ben?
What I like about Florida Georgia Line is that even when they collaborate, they stay true to their audience and their sound, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Something to look forward to. Has this dropped? Is this available now?
Yeah, 35 weeks, number one.
Oh, it's been there that long?
Crazy. 35 weeks.
It is crazy. Excuse me. All right, there's the story.
Jeez. You all right?
All choked up. 28 past the hour on the TJV show.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mixed messages again from the Trump administration when it comes to Russian meddling in U.S. elections. At the White House yesterday, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said Russia was involved in meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And he added,
"We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States."
Hours later, at a campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania, President Trump focused on how well he got along when he met with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, adding,
"Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay?"
Evacuations going on in Lynchburg, Virginia, where they're concerned a dam could fail at any time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Well, let's get back to playing the radio. It's the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. In the focus right now, Victoria has something that is strategic. How about that? You like that, Victoria?
Strategic?
Yeah.
No pressure.
No, none whatsoever. I'm leading into what I figure is strategic because I know you love to have things that people will talk about after they've heard you tell the story.
Okay. Well, that's the strategery. Yeah, that's the strategery, I guess. Well, if we're talking about a trending story, if that's what you mean, then something that I know you love, Doug, Stonehenge is trending, and that's not something that happens all the time. But the reason for that is kind of interesting. They're doing lots of different high-tech ways of figuring out who's buried at Stonehenge, which has been a mystery for the ages.
The Druids are buried at Stonehenge. Those mounds that are all around. You stand on the hill, and you look. You stand from the perspective of where the stones are, and you do a 360-degree panorama of that. It's a sort of a hill itself, but if you look around, there are these mounds as far as you can see all around Stonehenge, and those are burial plots that go back thousands of years for the Druids who used to live, they actually, the Druids built Stonehenge, and they built, they would pile up their dead, and then they'd put mounds of dirt on top. Either of you have ever been there?
Sure, I've been a couple times,
okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those mounds, when you look around.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this is the focus, anytime someone has studied Stonehenge or done any type of excavation there, the focus has always been on why it was built and how it was built. It's an engineering marvel. That's sort of the number one thing people
realize.
How did they do that? And so now this new research group is looking to see, they use all kinds of different radar, and because they can't disturb the site, obviously, and so satellite imaging and things like that, and they've done DNA
ultrasound,
tests, yep, all that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
The interesting thing is, they found that 40% of the people buried at Stonehenge were not even from anywhere near in the area. They were from West Wales, and they said that's such a surprising thing. They did
not.
I'll tell you why.
Okay,
all right. Well, it's not surprising to you, but apparently to the entire scientific community, it was.
No. Because the people who built Stonehenge, remember that you're talking about
how
they built it. Yeah, they were. That's exactly what they were.
So it's 3,000 years before Christ is how far it dates back.
Horses and slaves pulled from wherever there was water, the coast of Wales, they would bring the granite that had been, some of it came from Greece, some of it came, it's amazing. Again, when you go back, you just sort of hit the nail on the head, Victoria, when you consider how long ago this was done. This is a fascinating spiritual journey if you ever get to take it. There are all kinds of things to think about when you look at Stonehenge, but there are a half a dozen of the Stonehenge type circular structures around southern England in a perfect straight line from the southeast of England to the northwest of England. There's a straight line of a half a dozen. I took this tour a couple of years ago on my first vacation that I'd taken forever, and it was I started with this group at the shore in southwest England near Southampton, and then you go straight, the tour took us straight across in a northwesterly direction, and there are a half a dozen starting at Stonehenge, but you go to a half a dozen other sites that have these circular formations, and they were all pretty much built the same way. They bring the granite in from mostly Greece, but some other, I think some of it came from Turkey, came over on boats. They'd get it to the port, they'd get it off the boat, and they figured out using logs and other things that were available to them, put horses, lead lines on them, and they drag those stones, in this case, hundreds of miles with the horses and the slaves to bring it to this location or these locations. And nobody can explain in a cogent way how it was that they found this, how it was that they built it, again, thousands and thousands of years ago on this straight line from the southeast to the northwest.
And well, they based it like a sundial, mm-hmm. right?
That's, yeah, they yeah, yeah, right.
So it sort of does kind of look like that, and you can tell time of day essentially by using Stonehenge.
Yes,
just
or
like
any of the other.
So many. Think about the pyramids, though. I always think about that.
Yeah.
How in the world? That's why people start thinking that there's alien life, because they think, mm-hmm. how could people at that time actually put together these amazing structures that are still standing today? How could they figure out Stonehenge? How did they do all of that?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Jennifer. A lot of people who do poo-poo, who are religionists and say, oh, no, this couldn't happen. This is, you're talking like an occultist. No, it's historically proven if you have, and I sound, well, I was going to say half a brain, but if you really kind of think about it and understand the marvel it is, the human mind, and what we are capable of, we don't usually tap. Remember the old business, 10 or 12% of our brain is all we use? The rest of it is there, and it's lacking because we don't put it to good use. We don't stimulate it. People who have not had education but have dreams. Mankind, one of the things that's unique about a human being is that we have dreams, and we imagine things. And when we imagine, we create. And if you have that ability, and mankind has, otherwise we wouldn't have advanced. Look at all the advances. We were just talking the last half hour about technology and the Apple 6S and all that stuff. What would have happened if nobody imagined that that could be possible? Or any, look at anything around you. It all happens. Building a house, paving a road, creating something on television, whatever it is. Your imagination is what makes you unique. A dog can't do that. The dog can imagine a bone, and that's about it. And they can imagine, you know, being with the people that they love. But we have the ability, this fantastic ability, to grasp an idea, an image in our mind, and to create it, thoughts or things, make something out of an idea. It's really, when you think about the blessings that you have in that brain of yours, and so many of you don't put them to all the ideas you have to work, or even give credit where it's due. A lot of you have lazy minds, and you haven't really done as much as you can with your mind, but if you really let your mind go, it's fantastic what you can imagine. It really is. So
get those lazy minds working.
That's yes, right. And this is the place to get the lazy minds working. All right, a couple of people in the news. Let's start with this guy, Urban Meyer. How do we pronounce his name?
Urban
Coach?
Meyer.
Okay. Yeah. So he's in a little hot water. I was actually invited to an Ohio State game September 8th. You can't go, as it turns out. But I was interested. My friend, who is an alum, is kind of worried about what the season is going to be like now. The Buckeyes have an interim coach because this guy knew. This is another one of those state college deals. These guys protect each other. Meyer won 73 games. I guess his coaching record is unblemished, except
he's
for
the fact
he's
one of the best college football coaches. He was Tim Tebow's coach all throughout Florida, University of Florida, and he and Tebow are still really tight. So. But I don't know. He's on paid leave, so I guess this leaves their season really
well,
unless they get this solved quickly.
Is the wife a player in this? I read somewhere that the wife is what
the ex-wife of his assistant coach is the one who has accusations against him, that he threw her against a wall, he picked her up by the neck, he took a golf club to her car, broke her windshield, things like that. And so that she claimed emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse on top of physical abuse. And she said it began in 2009, and she says that she told Urban Meyer's wife, Shelley, all about it, and that Shelley had told Urban Meyer, but then Urban Meyer didn't do anything about it. So that's what
The allegations look like the president of the university knew about it. Michael Drake kind of knew about it as well and didn't do anything. These guys are all going to tumble like they did at State. It'll be the same thing as State College. It's the same thing.
And you don't even have to do anything. You just have to know about it and not say something, and that'll take you down.
Yep. Yeah. You're done. All right. So there's that. All right. Scott Baio, Jennifer, is suing somebody who accused him of a sexual assault. What's the story with that?
Yeah, Nicole Eggert, I think is how we say her name. She was the star with Scott Baio on Charles in Charge. And she said a few months ago that Scott had attempted to rape her, that it had all of these charges against him. And Scott denied them and tried to fight back. And I guess he even took lie detector tests after lie detector tests and finally cleared his name to the point where any kind of legal action that she had tried to drum up against him was dropped. Now he is suing her for ruining his name. I don't blame him. This is what makes me so furious. When you have people who make up stories like this to get attention or to get sympathy or to try to revive a career, it takes away from the legitimately injured and abused women that actually have real stories to tell.
Yes,
and you're discrediting it for everybody. This is why we always ask the question, well, what did you do? We now ask that question because there's so many of these stories. We have fatigue, and then we have people like this who, it seems, at least by all accounts and by lie detector tests, made it up. And so now she's the one that's going to be in legal trouble. So I actually think I applaud Scott Baio for fighting back. Somebody's going to have to try to even things out a little bit and say, look, when there are serious claims, let's talk about them. But let's not use this as a way to take people down that we don't like.
Yeah,
I think where we're going to, from everything I've read about this story, they did date, and she was a lot younger, I think, at the time than he was. Or she was very young on the show and maybe underage, I'm not sure. I think that there's maybe a gray line there of, was she coerced into having sex with him? I think that's going to probably be where it goes legally. Mm-hmm. It may not have been assault, but it may have been they have a different side of the story.
Yeah. Always two sides to a story. 45 after the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. From minimally invasive techniques with tiny incisions to the use of robots, there have been a lot of surgical advances. But one of the biggest is something that happens before the patient ever gets into the operating room. 3D modeling has been a huge advance in terms of surgical planning.
Even the best of us have a hard time converting two-dimensional slices from a CT scan or an MRI into a 3D model in our heads and not losing detail. And this takes that out of our hands and makes us actually able to hold a physical object that we can spin around. Interestingly, it often turns up little quirks of the patient's anatomy that we might not have noticed on the 2D that actually change the course of the surgery.
Dr. Karthik Balakrishnan says the future holds other promising uses for 3D modeling.
We're actually looking at 3D printing things to be implanted into patients. So 3D printing custom endotracheal tubes, 3D printing stents, 3D printing implants.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limits. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief, available in the store near you.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limits. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Geek Out.
Many fans would just love George R.R. Martin to finish that next Game of Thrones book. But instead, we're getting a new TV show. Debuting soon on Sci-Fi, it's based on a novella of Martin's called Night Flyers. Now, a trailer for the new show was shown at Comic-Con, and it's set in the year 2093 and shows eight scientists on the ship Night Flyer on a mission to save humanity. But as with such space efforts, things go horribly wrong. Martin has described this as, quote, a haunted house story on a starship, and added, quote, psycho, but in space. Okay, cool. Now, if you're wondering, yes, this is the same Night Flyer story that was made into a terrible movie in 1987, but the trailer looks to be a big improvement, and we've posted it on our Twitter account, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Does Schnatter matter?
He say he matters.
I've been rehearsing that for the past 3 minutes, folks. All right, John Schnatter is the founder of Papa John's. He says the pizza chain needs him as its public face. The company made a mistake by removing him, and it's time for him to come back again. So who's buying this? Papa John's board of directors is it, but he's still got 30% of the stock, so I know he may be laughing all the way to the bank.
Come to Papa.
Yes, 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
After the hour here on the DJB program, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Normally at this point in our weekly exchange, Nick Miles, who is our auto expert, is on the air, but he's now on an airplane.
So that leaves it to me, which is great because I love to talk about cars and trucks and tractors and things that move, and Victoria rolls her eyeballs whenever I do. Here it is. Okay, you have a new Chevy, so this won't impact you. Ford in the news this week, planning big changes to its core auto business, spending $11 billion to get there. This during a week in which its car sales plunged. Matter of fact, interesting.
A lot most of car of sales. It's not just Ford.
Yeah, no. Most of the automakers have noted that new car vehicle sales have declined as passenger cars continue to slump. People say they want, they're either looking for used vehicles, you know, 10, 20,000 miles, lease vehicles for the most part, or they're looking for SUVs, waiting for the new models to come out. SUVs, crossovers, pickups are faring better than passenger cars, which is kind of what Victoria has been the position. Wasn't it Ford and General Motors? Somebody announced they were going to eliminate all but two of their sedans.
Ford's getting rid of all their sedans, and they're only focusing on SUVs and trucks, pickup trucks. And Chevy, I think, has limited the number. Chevy got rid of the Impala. They brought that back. My dad actually had one of those. He liked it. But now they only have one or two cars, and all the rest are SUVs. And we have a Chevy SUV. They're
great. The world has changed.
Yep.
Industry average discounts dried up for the month. Most automakers chose profits over sales volume, so that's really what the reason is. If you don't have, I mean, there's a lot of discounts. If you see some of these Ford promotions, they give you back $9,500. What does that tell you about the real value of the truck? Come on.
Well, it tells you a lot about the markup of the price.
Right,
I don't know about the value,
right.
But yeah, the markup.
Yeah, right. buyers actually paying for new vehicles. The average transaction price rose 3%. Average car in this country sold for $35,359 in July. Wow, that's a lot of dough for, well, you put them all together.
Well,
I look at me talking about what it what the thing I drive costs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
New.
I'm slightly below average.
New,
we have the smallest SUV that Chevy makes, and ours was 30.
Yeah.
So that makes, yeah, that's about right then.
All right. Warning sign for automakers. Consumers appear to be buying slightly used cars at increasing rates. That's good for the used car market. It's good for people who are trying. Again, these are mostly lease cars that come back in after a year or so. And as we all know, the lease thing limits you to 12,000 miles or 15,000 miles, that kind of stuff. The cars, I was talking to a friend of mine who picked up something actually that I am interested in. I've got a full-size and have had full-size Range Rovers since the first one I bought back in 1994. But what is the future? That model that I had progressed into what they call the LR4, which has lots of room. They really are nicely done, and they stopped making them in 2016. I usually buy a car it's 2 years old, and I keep it for 2 years. So the one I have now I've had for a couple of years, and I was thinking about finding one of the others. A friend of mine bought one, and they are fabulous.
It's funny because I remember telling you that Range Rover makes a new, smaller crossover SUV, and
awful.
I remember you said, "Oh, it looks like someone stepped on the top of it." Well, in our new neighborhood, I must have seen 10 already around here, and that's all I think of is you. I imagine you stepping on it because it does look squished on the top. I don't know, it's a bad design.
It's easy to forget about the brutal summer heat while driving in the cool interior of an air-conditioned car. That's why summer is a good time to remind drivers of the potential issues posed by interior car temperatures when parked in the heat. Let's listen to some more details from Andy Solomon.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, temperatures can soar quickly to dangerous levels inside a parked car. Carmaker Nissan has an innovative feature that could help reduce the potential for heat stroke incidents. Marlene Mendoza of Nissan.
It started during a conversation with my colleague Elsa Foley. We were two new moms, very tired, sleep deprived, and always anxious that we could forget something in the backseat of the car. Rear door alert is a system that will alert you if you've left something in the rear seat, not only by an internal message, but also by sounding the honk as you walk away from the car.
Nissan plans to have rear door alert standard on all four-door trucks, sedans, and SUV nameplates by model year 2022.
Something that started as a conversation about how can we help, what can we do, is now something that you can see in a vehicle in production. So it speaks to the culture of innovation that we have in this company. And if it can make the difference just for one person, I think it will have been worth it.
To learn more, visit NissanUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.